filtered and clean. So to get into the flow, I feel Father is positioning people all over our earth to get into that one flow of spirit. So it's an awesome time to live in. This particular month, we are in Virgo. And there are four things to consider in Virgo. She's a virgin. Scripture says, I've espoused you to one husband. One. Okay. A chaste virgin also says, behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. So what we say is important. I was thinking of the two Rachel's relationships and how the older Rachel can really influence the younger one. Awesome thing. Awesome thing. Relationships is where it's at. If you don't want a relationship, just hightail it somewhere else. We like relationship here, and we like people to be who they are. So the Virgin is very prominent right now, and you see she has grain in her hand, speaking of the promised seed. Also, the next scene that's shown is Coma. The woman has produced a son. This is a many-membered son. We didn't sing that today, but we are that many-membered son. So we don't have to go anywhere to find the Father. He's always in the throne room. He lives in here. Some people say he lived in here. Don't think so. Maybe sometime. And then we see the dual nature. We see the divine feminine. That is so cute because I did not talk to Wendy when she drew these. That girl is a mess. She read God's mind, not my mind. Anyway, she has the divine feminine and the beast. Anybody notice our little captured beast out there this morning? Another raccoon has come to visit, and my son is going to let him go take him, let him out later. We also see this beautiful man called Bootes, and he's coming with the sickle in his hand. So he's coming in a warring position. Do you hear what I'm saying? We have to take a stand. And our moon, thank God, is in Libra, because that will bring a balance. This is the priesthood tribe sign. We have a couple of Libras with us today. John and Bruce are Libras. Michael's not with us, but he's a Libra. It's the house of I balance. I look at all sides, both sides. So it's a beautiful sign. Anyway, I have just quick things to share because Karen's going to be sharing this morning also. One morning this week, when I got up, the Spirit said, gird up your loins, the loins of your mentalities. Gird them up. And you have to know where St. Paul was coming from. The races were a big thing in his time. Anyway, anything they did, fishing, whatever, they would take that. They had a girdle, and I wore one this morning just for the heck of it. and bind that the parts that hang down to that, because they wore a tunic. most of all men and women. I think the men's tunic was shorter, but they would throw that tunic off and get the loincloth and tie it into that belt. So that's where they were coming from. The original says, from the Greek, and I love this, it says, take your deepest thought, the mind in its complete disposition, and all of its exercises, all of the imaginations, and all of the understanding, and keep them close to you. The things that are yours, own them. Own your own house, the Christ. That man called Jesus that incarnated and hung on a tree for me and you to show you and I we could do it. That's no myth. That's a reality. And if he didn't, we're all doomed. Because mankind has to do it, but I know he did because I feel it inside of me. The house of I am. That's the first house that God takes us to in our spiritual understanding. He shows you that he's married to you, that you're his. That's awesome. And then you begin to make that a reality in your life. Out of your house of I am. Christ within you is the hope of glory. Not 2,000 years ago. Not even before time. Although I think we made a covenant back then. I think we made a covenant a long time ago before we even came here. We said, we will. Send me. I want to go. Anyway, let's look at a couple of scriptures. Let's look at Luke 12:45. This house of I am, you can see in the zodiac wheel, is the number one house. It is not a Mox Nix house, meaning it makes no difference. It makes a difference. The ram comes with a sword. It's the house of the lamb. It's the house of I stand at the gate with a drawn sword. I think Francis was sharing something about that this week in the gate. So it's important to know your stand and be willing to stand for it. As your marriage grows in the Christ, that's what happens. You become steadfast in that beautiful house of I know who I am. And it's wonderful who we are. Each of us in our own manifestation, our own unique way. I love watching Rachel raise her voice because she lets them be who they are. And they'll look at you with those little eyes. They already know who they are. And of course, the journey will increase and great things will happen. But they already know. They are in the I am. It's awesome. It is a fire sign, and it is a cardinal cross. So that is the first thing we need to know about who we are. Everybody else is going here and yon to hear this one or read that one. I'm concerned about what he shows me. I want it hot, off the throne. What he shows somebody else does not minister much to me because it has to be mine. I have to hear it, and I can get it straight, and so can you. Just nail that ear to the door, and the Christ will come marching through to you. He'll pour it out in you and on you and around about you, and you'll know beyond a knowing because it's a relationship. I know my husband's voice. It's born out of a relationship. Not somebody I spend time with 2 minutes a day, but my life. I spend everything that I am in my relationship with him. I don't give you 2 cents for anybody else's relationship. That's cool, that's great. But that's not mine. We all get our own. We all get to make it how we feel. I said Luke, didn't I? I think it's 12. I won't go past my time. I'm looking at the clock. We tried to set a new order here to do stuff on time and not be so late. 12:35. Okay. I think it's talking about the treasure here, and I don't want to read all that. Trying to get to the scripture, sorry. 35 says, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. So we're always to keep those things that Father has taught us personally and keep them close to us. It says, what you gird to yourself. Of course, it uses the word mind, but I promise you it means heart. And so, much more than just what we call the intellect. It's used interchangeably through the scripture. It says, take every one of your imaginations, all of your framework, all of your formation, all of your heart, soul, breath, mouth, spirit, knowledge, opinion, and decisions. Good grief. The inner man and the inner purpose, all inclinations, and let them go through the 4 stomachs that are within us. Those 4 stomachs are the thought, the deepest thought, the desire. Do we desire this thought? Look at a thought when it comes to you and say, hey, do I really want to go there? And if you've been there before and you went through some hell, you might leave that aside this time. You don't really need that in your basket. Just let go of that. But if it's desirable and you can feel it, I'll tell you what happens to me. If I read something that is outside of those things that are deep in my relationship, it makes me feel like I'm going to throw up. And I know right then, I'm not supposed to deal with that. So I just put it aside. Maybe later, I don't know. But that's my indicator that that's not for me to eat. Because there's all these troughs you can eat out of. Everybody's got a trough. The only thing is, I don't think I'm a pig. So I don't believe I will eat slop out of anybody else's trough. If I'm going to eat slop, I'll eat my own. But I'm not a hog. Anyway, this cow has 4 stomachs, has to go through the thought processes, the desire processes. Do I really want this? And then you have to say, well, I think I will. I believe I'll try this time. Father, maybe you're showing me something new. Because I feel free within me. I'm not sick at my stomach or anything. I'm just hearing something new in my being for the first time. So I emote it. I feel it. And that's what one of these says. The word loin speaks of a side. I just showed you the 4 stomachs of the 4 sides. Everybody's got them. Mentalities, number one. And some of those mentalities, as we know, they should never lead. You go through the mentality to see if you desire it, if it's really desirable, and is it desirable for the whole mankind? How will it affect the next guy next to me? That's important. If it's good, will it to be and have the emotion of it? The word Loane says, equipped yourself for a fight. It don't mean you have to come out fighting, but if somebody wants to fight with you, you're ready. Hello, I got me a banner and a standard here, and you can have yours. I get to have mine too. I'm not a peon. I'm just as important as that other guy. I don't care who it was, is, or going to be. That's who we are. Okay, arm yourself. The loins as the seat of vigor, excitement. Absolutely. I hear about going to eat certain places or getting to do certain things. I get excited. I'm going, yeah, I get to experience this. It's wonderful. Okay. It speaks of generating procreativity. And that's another thing. Karen taught us so beautifully on Elohim. And I see that in that first chakra. Did you know that that chakra is red? And they told the house of Israel, the words were to protect them. Every one of you, paint the door of your understanding with the blood. That chakra is red. Speaking of your connection with everything. So you have to have that thing cleared and use it and count it as the blood. Why did Jesus tell Israel, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you?
What?
Somebody shared this with me recently, so I'm going to pass it on to you.
And trace with me.
Because he knew they were in their female cycle at the time. All of the women, they kept up with cycles back then. Very important that they kept up with the woman's cycle, because then they could know when she could create a son. Wonderful thing. He said, not giving you that seed right now, because I'm getting you ready. You're going through a cleansing, and then I'm giving you seed that's very unusual that will populate the world. The seed of the Father. Awesome. I loved that information. Just paint the door. Okay. It means to be, have a godly confidence in yourself, saying, I feel this, I know this, and then you don't have to run to somebody else. One scripture I want to read in that big old Bible. I'm going to have to get somebody to carry this thing. It was awesome. It's in 1 Peter. We got people wanting to throw this out, folks. You need to read it in mind for gold. It's full of gold. There's great understanding within the pages of this, and beyond even what the words of the apostles and the prophets say. Goodness gracious, if we cracked this completely, we would be I don't know what we would be. It's awesome. Anybody can open it up, look at it, begin to study it, and the information will become your revelation, not somebody else's. Have your own, please, and serve it to me. I want hot, fresh, out of your heart, what the Father's saying, not out of anybody else's. Do you hear me? That beautiful heart that every man may has it in him. It's already given. You don't have to go anywhere to get it. It is there. Okay. Peter. I think it's 1 Peter 1. Yeah, it is the first chapter of 1 Peter. Okay. He says, I'm just going to break into it because I don't want to read too much. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister these things, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. I just told you what those hanging down parts were, so we have to gird them up and be sober and hope to the end for grace, not law. I mean, we could lay the law on each other over and over. It don't do too much. They're laying the law out there, and we got more in prisons than we've ever had. So the law isn't going to get us there. It's by grace that you are saved, not by any of your works, because they are filthy rags. Works won't get us there. But faith without any works is dead. So you better look at your work, what works you're doing. Anyway, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you. One more little part. At the revelation of Jesus Christ, and this is not a misprint, unless you're throwing it out. But if you throw it out, throw out everything. Don't just be absolute. Get you some good vodka. That's absolute. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you. God, has He not given us a grace, each one of us, to let us know who we are already, to be have been raised in certain families and brought us together? I mean, was out there in a howling desert wondering how long we was going to make it under the law, trying to please some man or some woman somewhere. The grace that is brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I don't think that says Buddha. Okay, let me read some of these translations because I really like this 26th thing. I'm going to read all those. But you must therefore be like men stripped, ready for action. Perfectly self-control. Heavenly days, folks. All of us need to know what self is in us and put that dude aside, because it's always selfish. And it just thinks about nothing but itself. And fix your hopes on the grace which is yours. It's a gift. Grace is so freely given to every being, everything that lives. I was looking at that little raccoon this morning. He looked up so pitiful. I thought, ooh, I just want to let him go, but I don't want to let him go in my yard. And, of course, they're going to let him go. So then, brace your minds. Be steady in your spirit, unshakable in your spirit, and fix your hope firmly in the grace that is always coming to you. I like this one. They've updated it for this. new young generation. Brace up your minds, then just keep cool. I don't know where they came up with this, but that's pretty good. And put your hope for good and all in grace that is coming your way. Therefore, concentrate your minds with the strictest self-control. Fix your hopes on the blessings that are always coming your way, even in negative things. I mean, we were singing about move a little closer to the fire. That's not too popular to me sometimes, but when it's happening to me, now your fire don't bother me too bad. But when it's my fire, I'm going, okay, I can do this. Anyway, therefore, prepare your minds for action with a perfect calmness and fix your hope on the mercy that you are experiencing all the time. Mercy. Mercy drop round us are always falling, and His mercies are new every morning. So get through the day if it's a bad one, because it changes come daylight or early morning. Therefore, gird your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your gaze and your hope, Lord, on your crucifixion with Christ, the man on the tree, because that thing's always a passing order, but it's wonderful. We're crucified on a beautiful cross of time and space, and we chose it. We said, Father, put me in. Coach, I'm ready. I'm ready. Send me. I want to do this. Although sometimes I say, I can't believe I signed up for this when it's been a rough day. So, therefore, gird up your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, when the Christ is revealed to you. Hold on to that. That is a beautiful thing. He never leaves us, never deserts us, and it's not always a He either. We know that. Sometimes it's a she, and sometimes it's an it out there in a cage, I guess. Well, I'm not going to keep talking because I want to give time to